What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, October 31st, 2018, hump day, middle of the weekday. And it's also, of course, Halloween. And I don't know about where you are, but our storms blew through here. So we're expecting to have the little kitties come around trick-or-treating tonight. And we're all set up for that here. And it is, again, how silly this politicalization of Halloween costumes is getting. And apparently there was a big stink over this comic book character, the Black Panther. And so their creators have now gone public saying, yes, kids can wear it. It's not offensive. It's not meant to be offensive. Of course, they're getting licensing fees on this. This one, I think, is a little over the top. Over in Missouri, there's this white nurse who posted a photo of herself and her husband dressed as Beyonce and Jay-Z for Halloween, posting it on Facebook. It created an instant uproar because, of course, they had blackened their faces, and she winds up getting fired for it. Have we forgotten what holidays are supposed to be about? A time to sort of let go? Have fun? Now, over in Georgia, the sheriff is putting up warning signs on the front lawns of known sex offenders or suspected sex offenders, warning children not to trick-or-treat there. And I sort of agree with that, although I despair that in this day and age it's even necessary. And when I was a kid, every once in a while, I mean, child molesters were very rare, or at least we didn't look in the back room at the church or something. But again, I have to wonder, why is our entire society going so crazy and so aberrant? And I keep thinking back to those prescription psychiatric medications. Anyway, CNN actually came out with a flowchart on whether you should wear a specific costume for Halloween. Now, it's clearly written a little tongue-in-cheek, but it still indicates this idea. There are acceptable costumes, and there are unacceptable costumes. I disagree. I think the First Amendment applies to Halloween costumes. And I'm really sick and tired of liberals whose entire reason to breathe is going around looking for things to complain about are ripping up the Halloween holiday. So, anyway, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to put you on the phone, show with your comments, questions, and opinions here. So let's talk about the migrant horde who are bit by bit getting closer to our border. Actually, it's more than bit by bit. Apparently, somebody has organized a new motorcade, buses, to get them to the border as quickly as possible. The question is, will they be at our southern border before next Tuesday and the midterms? Because obviously somebody is trying to make a political point with all of this thing. And the debate right now settles around birthright citizenship and whether Trump has the authority to end it. And I did a little bit more reading and a little bit more study on this, and it turns out he may not need to. Because this idea that the children of non-citizens, when born on U.S. territory, are U.S. citizens by birth, was held up back in 1898, pardon me, in the Wong Kim Ark case by the United States Supreme Court. However, the parents in question in the Wong Kim Ark case were legal immigrants. They had come in through the legal process, meaning the United States Supreme Court has never directly addressed the status of children born to illegal immigrants in the U.S. Now, in rereading the 14th Amendment, there is a part in there about being under the jurisdiction of the United States. And obviously, people who are inside this country illegally are not under the jurisdiction of the United States. They're essentially criminals. If they were under the jurisdiction of the United States, they'd be headed back to the border. And so on that argument, it could be said that the 14th Amendment does not, in fact, apply to illegal immigrants. And this is probably going to be tied up in the courts for years. But it is a silly idea. And most countries have now rejected it. And I think it's time for the United States to join the 21st century. All right, let's take a phone call. Jim in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Speaking of anchor babies, this is something that Trump could do right now. As you know, there are medical centers, hospitals, clinics that advertise overseas telling women, why don't you have your baby born in America? You know, they charge them several thousand dollars. A lot of the women are coming from China, Russia, Eastern Europe, South Koreans are going to Guam, where their newborn babies are automatically given a social security card, a passport, and they're now American citizens. Why doesn't Trump go after these places?
I think he definitely could under Title VIII. The question is what they're doing actually technically a violation? And I'd have to reread Title VIII to really look into that. But it's definitely underhanded. And there is a huge market for people who want to have their babies born in this country to make them U.S. citizens. But it does need to stop. It definitely needs to stop. And again, in rereading the 14th Amendment, for a baby born in this country to be considered a citizen, the parents have to be under the jurisdiction of the government. And obviously, right. Criminal illegal immigrants fail that test.
Now, you're living in Hawaii. Do you have a problem like this?
We do have our share of illegal immigrants and refugees who are being flown on out here. It's not a major, major problem. Culturally, we tend to be, multicultural because of the history of Hawaii. So everybody's sort of used to the idea that there's all kinds of different races around here. We all get along, spirit of aloha and everything. We do have illegals who are here. We do have refugees who are here. And they, along with our 8,000 estimated homeless, are putting a strain on our already strained economy.
Right. And a final point. This tent city or concentration camp that Trump wants to build for these illegals coming to our country, how much is that going to cost us?
Probably a lot less than letting the illegals out into the population and then having to hunt them back down again when they fail to show up for their court hearings.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense then. Okay, thank you very much. You have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone.
Okay, thank you very much.
Again.
You have a good show.
All right. Thank you. All right. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, there is an interesting little story here. This came out of Hideout Now. And apparently, Cabot Phillips of Campus Reform visited Lock Haven University in Lock Haven, Pennsylvania, to basically talk to students about the approaching migrant horde. And apparently, this Phillips just was talking to students, and many of them said they believe the U.S. should open the borders, but none of them could actually come up with a reason why, other than to say, diversity, diversity, diversity is good. Well, in my point of view, the more illegal immigrants who come in here, diverse it gets. And it's sort of become a mark of liberalism that there are no thoughts behind the policies and the agenda. It's simply sold as jingoism and mantra and repetition. Diversity is good. Diversity is good. Diversity is good. Oh, okay. Diversity is good. We must open the borders. And they don't think what the actual response is going to be, what the consequences are going to be. And that is a failure of our education system, which doesn't want people able to think and analyze. They just want people who believe, who do what they're told. Believe in the liberal cause here. Okay, yet another medical expert has come on forward saying that the biggest problem we're facing with the migrant horde is the public health risk. Now, Dr. Jan Orient, who's the executive director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, is out there warning these approaching migrants are very probably bringing diseases with them. We already know that the existing refugees and illegal immigrants have brought diseases into this country that had been eradicated. Scabies is now a problem all over the country. There's been one reported case of bubonic plague, H1N1. All kinds of things are out there. They could be bringing, they could have been the source of typhus, which is now sweeping across Los Angeles. We don't really know. But it's a very reckless policy. And he does make mention of the history of immigration in this country. Even in the heyday of massive immigration to this country, they all had to go through Ellis Island, which was an island isolated from the mainland for the very reason of screening for contagious diseases and putting them into quarantine if they were. So it just makes no sense from a public health standpoint to just let in a bunch of people who have not been medically screened. All it takes is one of them with Ebola. There could be a problem. And right now, they're unable to get a handle on that Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo because it's a conflict zone. Everybody's moving around. Everybody's trying to get out. All it takes is one infected person to get on an airplane. By the end of the flight, everybody on that plane is a carrier. And by the time they leave the airport, everybody in the airport is a carrier. Now, apparently, some of these Central American migrants who are facing deportation after being arrested in Mexico for acts of violence actually set fire to the Mexican immigration facility. And the fire was started at this facility. It's dual-purposed as a checkpoint and makeshift detention center for Mexico's National Migration Institute. And the migrants basically set fire to their mattresses in what appears to have been an attempt to escape. And I just want you to think about something. If the Democrats get their way, these will be your new neighbors. So, anyway, interesting little story. This is coming out of the Daily Caller. And as you know, there's a lot of corporate media down there telling both sides of the story. So Fox News' Griff Jenkins was talking to a man named Jose with the help of a translator. And Jose admitted his criminal past and said he's traveling with the caravan to enter the United States with the hope of receiving a pardon. He then went on to say that in my country, Honduras, I got in trouble. And when asked to elaborate, Jose said attempted murder. Remember, migration is a filtering process. We're not getting the best of the people from Guatemala and Honduras. The people who are successful there, who are making it, they're going to stay right where they are. What we're getting are the people who can't make it in their home country. And they're lured by the promise of free stuff, or they're lured by the promise of America's medical care because they know that they're ill, or they're fleeing prosecution. Now, there's been another development here, and I have to tell you, I am staunchly against this. Apparently, Texas landowners along the U.S. and Mexico border have reportedly been told this week by the U.S. Border Patrol to expect a possible influx of armed civilians on their property. Vigilantes, if you want to call them, or militias. And the AP is reporting these civilians say they intend to support the National Guard and Border Patrol to prevent the illegal migrants from crossing into the U.S., which is a laudable goal, except that they're not really under the control of either the Border Patrol, the National Guard, or the military. And all it's going to take is just one woman or child to be shot and killed. And the liberals are going to have a field day. Now, the National Guard and the Army and the Border Patrol are apparently preparing to use non-lethal means to drive the migrants back. And that's the smart move to do. And these so-called armed militias, there could very easily be an agent provocateur in there whose job is to shoot a woman or a child or both in order to give the liberals a talking point. So I think those Texas landowners maybe ought to post some no trespassing signs and say, we appreciate, you know, your intention. We appreciate that you want to protect the borders, but we need to leave it to the trained professionals. All right, getting into the elections, we're 6 days away from the midterms here, and the early voting data is revealing an uphill battle for Democrats. Now, the race is close, but overall, Republicans are doing better, and Democrats are doing worse than they did in 2016. So there's been a big shift toward the GOP, and the blue wave may, in fact, be a blue flush. But again, the wild card is election fraud, which is out there. Now, the Republicans are saying there's massive election fraud, which there is, and the Democrats are saying, oh, pish and tosh, how silly of you. There's no election fraud out there, you know, except for the Russians. The Russians stole the presidency from Hillary Clinton. But apparently down in Texas, going back to 2016, there was a situation where these women who have now been arrested and charged were filling out applications for mail-in ballots with forged signatures. Then they would either assist the voter with filling out the ballot or just fill it out themselves and use deception to get the voter to sign the envelope. The ballot would be sent back in. And we already know that's happening again this election. Applications for absentee ballots were being sent out to illegal immigrants. Now, fortunately, some of them called on into the state election board and say, am I allowed to vote? And of course, they were told, no, you're not. But somebody was sending those out there in the hopes that these illegal immigrants would fill them out, not thinking about whether it's legal for them to vote, send them on in, get a mail-in ballot, fill it out, voting Democrat, and send it in. And because the ballots are separated from the identity, there's no way to know the ballot is actually illegal. It's one of the many ways our election system is totally, totally screwed up. And I'm very disappointed that Trump has not dealt decisively with this issue. But again, going on back and looking at the early voting numbers, the early voting, the mail-in voting, it's showing a heavy Republican turnout. And I think liberalism has had its day for at least this swing of the pendulum. These things tend to go back and forth. The nation will swing conservative, then it will swing liberal, then it will swing conservative. And I think the pendulum is about ready to go back the other way because we're all sick and tired of things like men are allowed to use the women's room and all this political correctness saturating our media. And as I mentioned the other day, people seek entertainment to get away from the real world, whether it's reading comic books or watching TV and movies or just listening to music or watching sports events. It's escapism where they can leave all their troubles behind, of which most Americans have quite a few. But just like they're trying to do with the Halloween costumes, the social justice warriors, the liberals, they have to make everything politically correct. It has to conform to the political agenda. More about this when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser is coming at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the polling data is showing gains by the GOP in the Senate, not just the House. And what's funny, because earlier today, Nancy Pelosi was out there saying, yes, we're going to capture the House of Representatives, with a big smile on her face. But the smile basically stopped at the nose, and the rest of her face upward, I think, was telling a far more accurate story. But again, getting on back to this, I think people are tired of political correctness. It's just gone way too far. And you've seen it this Halloween, where they're saying you can't have sexy Halloween costumes. Well, I think that's up to the people wearing the costumes here. And you had all those feminists who went over to the comic book companies and said, well, your female superheroes, you've got to cover them up. They're showing way, way too much skin. And the comic book companies went along with that, and sales plummeted. The latest Star Wars movie, which was all PC and multicultural, did not do as well as the earlier parts of the franchise. People are just getting sick of this stuff. And look how well PC is working out for the National Football League. Okay, let's take a phone call. Terry in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I think this PC stuff is just the beginning. I think it's very contrived, and I think eventually it's only the first step, and eventually it's going to be something where they're going to enforce it. And they're going to say, you can't do this and you can't do this. It's not PC. And they're going to come down with the full force of the government later. You know, I don't know what you think about that, but I think this is just to get people acclimated to it now. And, you know, they're going to go from PC offending people to this is what you can do and what you can't do in the society.
Well, I'm pretty sure that that was sort of a desired goal of the PC movement. But at this point, it just looks like the general population has had enough. And people, you know, are just going to say and think what they want to say and think. And that's protected, at least for now, by the First Amendment. But you're absolutely right. Liberalism basically looks at a world order in which everybody is under absolute tight control for their own good, of course. But everybody's under control. Everything that they think is under control. Everything that they do is under control. Liberals do not believe in freedom. They absolutely do not. Except
for
themselves.
The liberals have got a part to play in the New World Order. In other words, you know, maybe the people in the New World Order says, you play our game and we'll give you power. And what I don't understand is why.
There's no question. There's no question that the PC movement is tied in with globalism and the one world government, at least in part to keep everybody so worried about what they're saying and how they're saying it that they're not really paying attention to what's going on out there in the distance. And that's a common political trick to just load up the people with so much nonsensical ideas like men using the women's restroom, so much paperwork that they don't have any time left over to pay attention to what the rulers are doing. It's even in Shakespeare, in Henry V, Part 2, where Henry IV is telling his son, make it your business to keep giddy minds busy.
Right. And what I don't understand is, you know, the liberals, you know, they want power at any cost. In other words, they're willing to destroy the whole country. But when they destroy the country, they'll be presiding over something that's already destroyed. It's no longer there.
Well, this country's already in bad shape here. But, you know, people who basically engage in a culture war or a real war, their idea is victory at all costs. And, you know, we'll give it a fresh coat of paint after we're all done.
Yeah. And, anyway, Mike, I appreciate talking to you, and we'll catch you next time.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open. Now, a major factor in what appears to be a GOP surge at the polls next week is that the Democrats have tried several stunts, which they overplayed. And, of course, a big one were the antics around the Kavanaugh hearings, where they came on out with these women making these allegations from 30 years ago, nothing to back it up, no proof, and the Democrats were out there saying, well, the women must be believed, the women must be believed. And what's really ironic now, of course, is now that a woman has come forward to accuse Robert Mueller of rape back in 2010, the Democrats are out there saying, oh, well, we got to see proof. I mean, she's obviously being paid, you know, to do this. So there's no consistency in liberal thought here. But Fox News strategist Sebastian Gorka is saying the Republican Party has changed because they're no longer trying to gain approval from every member of the media and every outlet because they know they can't. And so they're going to quit trying, and they're just going to focus on doing what they do. And I think that's a really good idea. You've got to stop caring what the corporate media is saying about you. It's one of the things I do like about Trump. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And a member just put up a story at whatreallyhappened.com. And it's basically sourced back to Wired about how the author of the story succeeded in finding and buying two voting machines for less than $100 a piece on eBay. And the guy's a security researcher, and he wanted to see how secure the machines were. And basically, he found they weren't secure at all. Not only that, but they had been put out to be sold with all the software still intact. The drives had not been wiped. And so he was able to get in there and learn how these machines worked and develop ways that he could change the outcome of the election recorded on there. Of course, if you've seen Hacking Democracy, you know that you don't need to get into the machine. You just need to get your hand on those memory cards. And security around those memory cards is often lax, as it were. Now, I just went on to eBay and did a quick search, and I have not found a There's one right there. A 2000 Florida presidential election automatic, a Vote-O-Matic voting booth machine for $85. Boy, there's a piece of history if you remember what happened in 2000. All righty. So that's an interesting little story there. All right, getting on back to the political news. As you know, Project Veritas is out there with their cameras And apparently they sent somebody in, sent in a reporter to the campaign office of Claire McCaskill, who's a Democrat, Missouri, and basically recorded her campaign workers saying that she was basically lying to potential voters about being moderate, and that after she won, she was going to go back to being very, very hard left. The video has now gone out on social media, and it has caused quite a bit of harm for McCaskill's campaign because people don't like to be lied to. And now, of course, she's out there demanding, just demanding a special prosecutor to investigate the use of undercover or hidden camera techniques to address matters of obvious public concern. And there's a little bit of a double standard and hypocrisy here, because the politicians and the government, they want all kinds of cameras all over us. They want that Fourth Amendment to go away. They want to be able to just record us at all times. But by golly, if we're trying to point the cameras back the other way, horrors, horrors, we want a special prosecutor. So, you know, sauce for the goose and sauce for the gander. But this is her attack on investigative journalism, and it too is causing harm to her campaign. People are not responding positively to that. They don't think, they don't see her as a victim. But the attack on independent media is continuing. And the really bad news that we got today, Ryan Dawson's Vimeo account was shut down and all of his videos removed. And he issued a video on YouTube, which we link to from whatreallyhappened.com. It's a bit long, but he talks about it. And you can tell he's just absolutely crushed because, well, like all of us in the independent media, we're not doing this to get rich. We're doing it because we believe in what we're doing. And there is an emotional connection. And Ryan Dawson has done a lot of videos. And I'm going to take a guess here that he doesn't have backups for most of them. So, anyway, over at Instagram, they have removed the hashtag JewsDid911. Now, that's been around there pretty much since 9/11. And it's had over 11,000 posts over the years. But the New York Times basically went on over and said, you really need to remove this. And Instagram said, yes, sir, we will remove that. We will remove that. Apparently, Google is trying to censor Marsha Blackburn's campaign ads. Now, Marsha Blackburn, if you will remember, when she was out there at a rally, she asked for a moment of silence for the victims of the synagogue shooting. And the moment of silence was interrupted by protesters screaming, you're a racist, you're this, you're that. And so she did a campaign ad of that to basically illustrate the mentality, the mindset of her opponents. And Google wants to censor it, claiming that the protesters interrupting her moment of silence consist of shocking content. Now, what Google is trying to censor is anything that makes Democrats look bad between now and the election. That's what Google is really trying to do here. Speaking of selective censorship, as you know, Gab.com got shut down because the shooter at the synagogue had an account there, and they're still not up yet, but they're hoping to be up by the end of the week here. It turns out the same guy had accounts at Facebook and Twitter, but nobody seems to be shutting Facebook and Twitter down. Now, I wonder why that would be. See, seems rather selective to me. No, what it was an opportunity to get rid of competition, because Facebook and Twitter and Google and YouTube all understand that we out here are looking for alternatives that will not censor our freedom of speech. And they see it as a war. They see it as a threat. We had a story, I think it was about a week ago, where half of millennials have already uninstalled the Facebook app on their smartphones. So it's a war, and the large corporate media feels that anything that they do to get rid of their competition is perfectly acceptable. And that's why they attacked Gab.com. So we'll see what happens with that situation. Over in North Carolina, at their state university, there was this professor, Michael DeSoucy, who handed out papers to his students instructing them to block Fox News from their parents' TVs and turn out against Trump. And the paper actually said, when they're not looking, set the parental controls on the TVs of your family members to block Fox News because Fox News spreads bigotry and hatred. Now, this triggered a huge backlash. And the professor has now been forced to apologize. Whatever happened to the good old days when colleges and universities were about education? But they, too, have become politicized by the liberals. Everything is politics, just like the old Soviet Union, just before they collapsed. Okay. somebody just emailed me. Apparently, Michael Avenetti is out there saying that Cesar Sayoc targeted him. The package hasn't arrived yet, but he's sure that he was targeted. It's Me Too all over again. Me Too. I got a suspicious package. No, I got a suspicious package. Somebody did a spoof illustration about the pipe bomb in the package, and it was basically a briar smoking pipe glued to the top of a egg timer. Sand timer, hourglass. So anyway, we're going to take a phone call. James in Charlotte, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yeah, I just, getting back just a minute to the 14th Amendment, I'd seen somebody had made the observation that without the anchor babies being legal citizens, Donald Trump's children would not be citizens because Don Jr., Ivanka, and Eric were all born before Donald's first wife, Ivana, became a naturalized citizen.
Donald Trump himself was a U.S. citizen. And the issue here is whether illegal immigrants' children, you know, can be U.S. citizens. And again, I think it comes down to that jurisdiction clause in the 14th Amendment. And the reason I say that right. is when the 14th Amendment was passed, it did not make the Native Americans American citizens because they were considered under the jurisdiction of their own tribal laws. Citizenship was not granted to Native Americans until much, much later. And I think the same situation applies here. So, when you have people who are here in this country illegally, they're technically not under the jurisdiction of the government. Therefore, they do not qualify to have their babies made citizens under the 14th Amendment.
Right. Yeah, you had talked about that in that the Juan Kim Ark case.
Yes. Yes.
But the point, though, I was going to make is that Donald's wife, Ivana, was a legal immigrant at the time. She was not illegal. And so that would not have ever applied to her.
That's right. And clearly she was under the jurisdiction of the U.S. government. She was here legally and working and, you know, integrating into the society. Anyway, James, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Get on back here to the news here. Okay, Hillary Clinton has once again demonstrated the absolute bias of the media and, for that matter, the political establishment. Hillary Clinton was having a Q&A with Recode's Kara Swisher, who asked, what do you think of Cory Booker saying kicked him in the shins? Now, the question was a response or a reference, a bad reference to a recent comment that actually came from former Attorney General Eric Holder, who said, when Republicans go low, we kick them. And Clinton responded to remind Swisher that it was Holder who made the comment. And Swisher then apologized, at which point Hillary Clinton said, I know they all look alike, followed by her trademark cackle. And the liberals in the audience, they thought it was funny. Oh, now, can you imagine if it had been a Republican who had said that? What would have been the response? It would have been getting the tar and feathers out, and the corporate media would be having a field day saying, oh, these all black people look alike. Amazing. They're getting desperate out there. They really are. Over at CNN, on yesterday's edition of New Day with Allison Camerota, host John Avlon basically tried to compare Trump's America First platform to Germany's Kristallnacht. Now, you know, when they start trying to link everything Trump is doing to the Nazis and Hitler and Crystal, they're getting really, really desperate. And there has been no shortage of Hitler or Nazi analogies over the last 2 years. But this is a new low. It's absolutely here. Now, actor James Cromwell, and if you don't know who I'm talking about, he plays these very grandfatherly roles. He played the scientist in iRobot. He played the president in Sum of All Fears. And he comes across as a very nice guy. But during the fourth annual Carney Awards, where he was receiving an award, he basically came on out and just went on the attack against conservatives, saying this is nascent fascism. We always had a turnkey totalitarian state. All we needed was an excuse, and all the institutions were in place to turn this into pure fascism. And this was an interview in Variety, newspaper, magazine, if you will. And he went on to say, if we don't stop President Trump now, then we will have a revolution for real. There will be blood in the streets. Well, Trump isn't the one who took the country fascist. That was happening long, long ago, long before Trump even decided to run. But we're back to this polarity. I mean, what the liberals want is socialism. And the exact polar opposite of that, of course, is fascism. And somewhere in the middle is where capitalism is supposed to reside. But we've reached the point now where the Democrats are calling the Republicans fascists, and the Republicans are calling the Democrats socialists, and sadly, they are both correct. Okay, over in the court of U.S. District Court Judge Royce Lamberth, things are really heating up over there. He's now accusing the State Department officials of telling lies and signing false affidavits to try and derail lawsuits that sought information about Hillary Clinton's private email server, along with how she handled the Benghazi terror attack in 2012. And the judge said that he was absolutely shocked to learn that Clinton's former chief of staff, Cheryl Mills, had been granted immunity by the FBI during their investigation of Clinton's private email server. Remember when that happened? The FBI started investigating, and they were handing out immunity like they were M&Ms. And now we know why. Because all these people were signing false affidavits, which normally would get you charged with perjury. But, oh, no, 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 they've got an immunity deal. They provided helpful information. No, they provided lies. This gets back to a question I'm going to keep on asking. What is it about that private email server that has so many people in the government terrified out of their minds? And I still think you need to look back at the 1996 ChinaGate scandal to get a clue as to what was going on. Back in 1996, Bill Clinton, using his authority as president, authorized the sale of very sensitive technology with military application to China, and Chinese money started pouring into his reelection campaign through Chinese American citizens to make it quasi-legal. But Congress did in fact start an investigation, which went nowhere because the White House email server crashed and there had not been any backups. We've heard that one before. So I think the reason that everybody is so scared about that email server is that Hillary Clinton was doing exactly the same thing. From inside her position as Secretary of State, I suspect that Hillary Clinton was selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests who and using her weak email server to deliver the information and her so-called charitable foundation to collect and launder the money. And nobody wants to touch that. Nobody wants to get near it. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently Trump is beginning to realize that the 7,000 personnel they have down on the southern border may not be enough. And it just came over Fox News that he's talking about doubling it to get a total of 15,000 down there. Now they're getting into the kind of numbers I think they really need. because, again, this is a test for Donald Trump. He's out there. He has basically staked his reputation that these migrants are not going to get through that southern border. And, of course, the Democrats are going to do everything they can to see that they do, because then they can campaign on that and say, see, Trump is a failure. He failed to protect our borders, even though it's the Democrats who've been trying to hold those borders open all the time. Now, the Democrats want to get immigration out of the spotlight in the news cycle because they know it's working against them. The vast majority of Americans want these migrants stopped. They want the borders secured. They want this immigration and illegal immigration and refugee situation brought under control, because they're seeing what it's doing to cities like Los Angeles. And it's gone on far enough. So it looks to me, if I'm reading this correctly, that the Democrats are going to try and campaign for the rest of the next 6 days on white nationalism, because it's starting to pop up in all these stories all over. Apparently, let's see, story out of Mondo Weiss. Young Jews hold sit-in at Republican club that hosted Proud Boys to demand renunciation of white nationalism. And again, notice how they're pairing the two words together. It's not just we don't like white people and we're opposed to nationalism because we're globalists. They're trying to link it together so that anybody who is in favor of a strong national border and a strong national identity can be denounced as a racist. And I think that's what the Democrats are going to try and focus on until the midterm elections here. Another story, this one is saying Pittsburgh statements by progressive Jewish groups stress Trump's fomenting of white nationalism. That's the new buzzword. It's just all over the place here. And this is reporting on how the Pittsburgh branch of Bend the Arc, a progressive Jewish organization committed to racial equality, sent an open letter to the president saying he'd incited the killings at the synagogue and asking him not to come to Pittsburgh until he denounces white nationalism. Now, Bend the Arc is that political action committee co-founded by George Soros' son, Alex, who is also the current chairman. Okay. This one's kind of interesting. White nationalism and Jewish groups, Jewish Voice for Peace, and If Not Now, are both sides of anti-Semitism, according to the Anti-Defamation League's Jonathan Greenblatt. In other words, everything is anti-Semitic. All right, there's the music. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with hour number two after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.